I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Paul Davids, who is director and co-writer of the film Before We Say Goodbye, and Juanita Sena Shannon, who is in this film that is screening this weekend at the CCA. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Sherry.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, nice to have you. Nice to have you back, Juanita. This is a film, Before We Say Goodbye, in which you play the lead of Ramona Garcia, and this is a film that follows four generations, basically, of a Hispanic family in Albuquerque. How did you come upon this story?
I stumbled upon this story in a play competition in Farmington in 2007. The ACT Fest is the American Association of Community Theater, and I had a play there that was based on my film Starry Night, and Patricia Crespin, who is the Albuquerque writer of a stage play that this is based on.
Right.
I met her there. Her
Which we talked about when you were performing in this
exactly.
play.
Exactly. I was on your show with the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
It's called We Are Hispanic-American Women, okay?
Yep. Okay, being the operative word.
I love the okay. The right. okay was the attitude. I mean, you got a problem with that?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We are who we are. And that's what impressed me about the play. Here were these women all set in one kitchen on the stage, pouring out everything about their lives. Their men, their problems, their aspirations, their dreams, their fears and their pain. It was so honest. Patricia is a fabulous, great writer. So I said, let's make it a movie. I'd done other kinds of things. I started with the Transformers show. I was production coordinator. I made the movie Roswell with Martin Sheen and Kyle MacLachlan, another New Mexico story, and wrote a bunch of Star Wars books. So for me to have a movie where the star is an Hispanic-American grandma, a tough grandma who's got a lot of problems, wanting to keep her family together. And that's the struggle. The kids are pulling away from the religion, the culture, and she is devoted to the Virgin of Guadalupe. We, when we wrote the script, decided to work into it that we would go to Mexico and film at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Ah, really?
Yes. And one of the greatest moments was when the Catholic Church in Mexico looked at our script and they said, yes, you can do it.
Nice. Now, this is, among other things, about both family unity and cultural loss. And I was wondering if you relate to it as a person as well as an actor.
Oh, Mary Charlotte, this story is so familiar. I play Ramona, the grandma of the family, whose mother lives with her. She's called Nanita. Ramona has two daughters and two sons, and her husband of all her life, the love of her life, is named Carlos, and he is dying of cancer. He is in the hospital. She's in denial, common story, that his death is coming because she has so much faith in the Virgen de Guadalupe that she's sure she's going to get a miracle. In the meantime, the family is battling. The oldest daughter thinks she does the most help, gives it the most help to the, and the youngest daughter's always a professional and too busy to help. And the girls think the boys are spoiled and they don't have to do anything and it's all mama's fault.
Huh? Right, right.
So familiar. So familiar. And when we did the play, it was only the five women you saw on stage. Now being in the movie and having all of the men that were in our lives that we talked about fleshed out has become so important, and it was so interesting to include the rest of the characters.
Right, yeah.
We spent a year and a half on the script, making the transformation from the stage play that all took place in one kitchen to a very broad canvas. So now, as Juanita said, we do have all the male characters in the story, but we filmed in Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Las Vegas and Bernalillo.
Mexico City.
Mexico City, yes. It became a very ambitious production. And I'm proud that this is a showcase for Hispanic American talent out of New Mexico. It's all actors from New Mexico. And to be able to present Patricia Crespin's work, I just can't say enough about Patricia. I think she's a brilliant up-and-coming writer who will have great importance someday. And she has a stage play opening this weekend also here in
tonight.
Santa Fe. Tonight.
Is that right?
It's tonight.
Yes,
Teatro Paraguas is producing Medea Complex.
Yeah, yeah.
And she wrote the Medea Complex, too. She is so, so gifted. So we're lucky to be able to present this. And the big news for this movie, a small independent movie, is that it has been picked up by NBC Universal for broadcast throughout Latin America and South America. They're right now they're dubbing
theatrical or TV.
It's
or?
Television. It'll be throughout the entire Southern Hemisphere. They're dubbing it now into Portuguese for Brazil and
amazing.
And dubbing it in Mexico into Spanish. On our on our DVD of this movie, we have Spanish subtitles also, but they want to put it in the language.
Right.
So, for those who would like to know more about the movie, we have a very comprehensive website.
That's right. Before we say goodbye, themovie.com.
Yes. You know, it has examples of the music. Some of the music is so exceptional from Rebecca Del Rio. Very famous singer. She was in Mulholland Drive, David Lynch's film. And has a beautiful, haunting musical score. We're so, you know, proud of it, happy to present it here in Santa Fe, and we look forward to the support of the community for this kind of a project. You know, we can't offer special effects and car crashes.
Which we don't want, ladies and gentlemen, that we've had enough of that in our lives. I mean, to have a real movie about people whom we can relate to, who are living dramas where the star is Juanita and not a 25-year-old pretty girl chosen for her looks.
See, that's the challenge, you know, that it's a grandma.
Yeah.
And a grandma's wisdom is in this. And
wisdom and flaws.
And flaws.
I want our listeners to know, too, that if they saw We Are Hispanic American Women Okay a couple of years ago,
they saw a
beautiful young actress named Olga Garcia, who was a teenager then, isn't anymore. And she is playing my granddaughter in this film again. So two of the actors they saw in Santa Fe are part of this production as well.
And it's screening today at 3 in the afternoon, tomorrow at 12:30, and Sunday at 12:30 at the CCA. And after that, is it going to have a theatrical release in New Mexico?
We don't know about that part yet. What we know is that it will go to television in Spanish in the United States, and we're working on the English language distribution. So this is a chance to see it on the screen and to meet us. We'd love to meet those people who would like to come out as a show of community support.
Will you be there doing Q&A after the film?
We will. For each of them. So it doesn't matter if you join us this afternoon at 3 or
tomorrow and Sunday.
12:30 at... And you know, CCA has a fantastic exhibit right now called The Do Return.
I know. We talked about it last week at this time. Meow Wolf.
This group of artists created an absolutely splendid ship that travels through time and dimensions.
Right.
It's right next door to the movie theater. So what I suggest to people is, their display opens at 1. So if you're coming to see our movie today, come a little early and see Meow Wolf right next door.
Right.
Bring the kids. Our movie is PG-13, by the way.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's fine for kids younger, you know.
Now, tell me, what were some of the challenges or what was the process like of turning a stage play of women into a full movie with lots of locations?
This was a wonderful process, the writing experience. Once I had an understanding with Patricia that we were going to turn her play into a movie, we agreed we would write the screenplay together. And most of the work we did in her dining room.
Because she knows the subject and you know screenplays, presumably.
Yes. She had complete control on the characters and the dialogue. She knew everything everyone would say. And I've done movies. This is my 7th movie. And so I know pace and cutting and, you know, what you have to do to make it work on the screen.
Exactly. And I have seen screenplays of wonderful novels that the novelist, him or herself, turned into a film and it didn't work at all because they didn't get the help from somebody experienced.
You need pacing. You need to keep it moving along. You can't wait too long and dwell. And here we have a big canvas with a big family. There's a lot of characters in this movie. And we cut back and forth. You get the interplay. You know, I don't like to... I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but I think there's some validity when you think of something like Fiddler on the Roof. That was the Jewish version of the multicultural, multi-generational story.
Right.
Teviev and the daughters getting married, and he was poor. You know the song, If I Were a Rich Man. The characters in this movie are maybe not poor, but they're not so well off either. So they're struggling.
They may not break into song every 5 minutes.
No. It's not a musical in that sense. But in terms of the emotional substance, that's where there's a valid similarity. Teviev and Fiddler on the Roof, watching his whole world fall apart as the daughters, you know, they're marrying outside the faith.
Right.
And that's the kind of problem that Ramona faces here, that her family is moving away. And for her, the faith in the Virgin of Guadalupe, the strong faith that comes from the culture, is central in her life. And it's important to me. The films that I've made, they deal, many of them, with the large questions of existence. And religion and religious faith is right at the center of that.
It's interesting that you're getting distribution in more in Spanish and Latin American language and countries than here in the United States, that has such a kind of mainstreaming culture, especially when it's an American story.
It is.
It's not a Latin American story.
Yes.
But Mary Charlotte, it is a Latino family.
Yeah.
It is a Northern New Mexico family.
Right, but it's the United States of America. It would be interesting if people in New Hampshire and Iowa and Florida were to see this.
I've got to tell you,
I couldn't agree with you more.
And the Cultural Center screening, our Patricia Crispin got approached by a lady who was visiting from Germany, with tears running down her face, telling Patricia, I know this is your Latino family, but that's just like my German family. We're
right.
all going through the same thing, experiencing the same thing.
Right, right.
So it is rather universal.
We do think that we will crack through with the distribution across the United States in English. We do have a commitment for a Spanish language broadcast. It'll be on Telemundo.
Telemundo.
In the United States.
Excellent.
We don't have the date yet.
What's it called?
Well, the
in Spanish.
Oh, antes se dice adiós.
Antes se dice adiós.
Ah, okay.
Antes se dice adiós.
So we'll find out the data, but it will go in Spanish first, and then we hope that
it'll go back to its original English.
Well, yeah. The logic of it is a little
it's funny, but
backwards.
That's where we're at in this country right now.
Oh, but we're dealing with Hollywood and we're dealing with New York.
Exactly.
And it isn't the Hispanic Americans who are calling the shots on these things, I don't think.
Not yet.
I wanted to let everybody know just what an amazing thrill it was for me to be filming in the Basilica del Virgen de Guadalupe in Mexico City. First of all, to be there was so moving and such a huge, huge emotional experience for me. But they were so gracious as to allow us to shoot our scenes within the Basilica. And it's an opportunity for our Santa Fe audiences, too, to see the inside of it if they've never gotten to experience being there.
And the Toma, the Toma of St. Juan Diego, the real Toma is there. We were able to film it. And they have mass going on there 24/7,
right.
all the time. And
right.
the fact that they gave us carte blanche while mass is going on to be filming with our actors, it was extraordinary. It was a spiritual experience in itself.
The film is called Before We Say Goodbye. Paul Davids is the director and co-writer. Juanita Sena Shannon is the lead actress playing Ramona Garcia. And it screens today at 3 and tomorrow at 12:30. And Sunday also at 12:30 at the CCA. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Mary Charlotte, thank you for having
us.
We're so happy to be with you.
A pleasure.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.